Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Luke. We're in chapter 10 with verse 17. The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." The idea of demons being subject to the name of Jesus highlights the power and authority that Jesus holds over spiritual forces. It shows that Jesus has ultimate sovereignty, even over the supernatural realm. It's interesting to think about the implications of this power and what it means for believers. It suggests that as followers of Jesus, we have access to the same authority through his name. It's like an invitation to tap into the power that Jesus possesses and use it to combat evil forces. It's truly like a spiritual weapon at our disposal. By invoking the name of Jesus, we can confront and resist demonic influences in our lives or in the lives of others. It's a powerful tool for spiritual warfare. Believing in his name also emphasizes the significance of faith in Jesus. It's not just about uttering the words, but genuinely believing in his power and authority. Faith activates the power of his name and allows us to experience its full effectiveness. Faith is an essential component here. It's through faith that we can access the power of Jesus' name and see the results. It's not just a magical formula, but a genuine trust in Jesus' ability to overcome any spiritual opposition. I believe Jesus highlights the importance of understanding the true nature of himself. His name represents his character, his teachings, and his divine identity. So when we invoke his name, we are acknowledging his lordship and aligning ourselves with his principles. Using the name of Jesus is not just about getting what we want, but it's about aligning ourselves with his will and purpose. It's about submitting to his authority and seeking his guidance in every situation. It's a reminder that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. By using the name of Jesus, we can stand firm in his power and overcome the darkness that surrounds us. It gives us confidence and assurance that we are not alone in our spiritual journey, but have the ultimate defender on our side. Yes, it reminds us that ultimately, Jesus has already triumphed over all evil. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and my son-in-law, Alexandra's husband, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Kairos 56 coming up. We went and visited a mighty man of God yesterday, Dick Holtzel. He turns 94 this Sunday. Presented him a plaque with all of his years of service, thanking him. We continue to pray for his well-being and peace. 94 and in a nursing home. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. And we continue our prayers for Deacon Sam's health and well-being. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20. The next day, my poem comes from the study of Luke 10, verse 17. One stanza poem, it's ongoing, it's titled, "Subject Are Demons." rejoicing as the 72 returned anointed, loudly proclaiming to the Lord, "Subject our demons as you appointed, as we proclaim to them, name yours." Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's October 6, 2023. Recording early this morning at 3:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the Angels. Got an early flight today as we're going up to visit the family of Tony and see Philadelphia. Please pray for our safe travel this morning as we head out to Orlando International Airport. Must close early. Got to get going as we close in the name of Jesus. Calling out to our good friends John and Maria as we do each morning. God bless you too, and peace be with you all in Jesus' name. Let's close at 6:03 in a novena of love to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.